They acknowledged their anxiety, became more cautious, and took fewer risks. The least successful traders, whose income averaged only £100,000, tended to ignore their anxiety and keep going with their guts. Because they failed to heed a wider array of internal signals, they were misled. Zeroing in on sensory impressions of ourselves in the moment is one major element of self-awareness, but another is critical to leadership: combining our experiences across time into a coherent view of our authentic selves. To be authentic is to be the same person to others as you are to yourself. In part, that entails paying attention to what others think of you, particularly people whose opinions you esteem and who will be candid in their feedback. A variety of focus that is useful here is open awareness, in which we broadly notice what's going on around us without getting caught up in or swept away by any particular thing. In this mode, we don't judge, censor, or tune out. We simply perceive. Leaders who are more accustomed to giving input than to receiving it may find this tricky. Someone who has trouble sustaining open awareness typically gets snagged by irritating details, such as fellow travelers in the airport security line who take forever getting their carry-ons into the scanner. Someone who can keep her attention in open mode will notice the travelers but not worry about them and will take in more of her surroundings.